Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Bo, Come. Week 15, 6th Aliyah. If a stranger shall sojourn with you and would keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised. Then he may come near and keep it. He shall be as a native of the land, but no uncircumcised person shall eat of it. Exodus 12, verse 48. Who has the right to partake of the lamb? Passover sacrifice has an extremely powerful message. In the first place, it was given to the people native of Israel in order for them to remember what happened on the first redemption. The sacrifice of Pesach can only be made when the temple in Jerusalem is standing and can only be eaten in Jerusalem by those who are of the circumcision in the flesh. That's why what we celebrate nowadays is not the real Pesach, but a reminder of Pesach. Since there is no temple, there can't be a lamb sacrifice. It is forbidden to sacrifice to the Eternal outside of the temple. In the second place, the sacrifice of Pesach speaks about the death of the Lamb of the Almighty, the suffering Messiah, son of Yosef. The parallelism between one and the other is very clear, and when studying the laws for Pesach, we can understand the profundity of the Messiah's sacrifice and its consequences. I want to stress a point here. The Torah rules out any uncircumcised man in the flesh from eating of the lamb that was sacrificed as Pesach in the temple. Pesach refers to the lamb itself. If a non-Jew wants to eat from the lamb, he will have to become Jewish, together with his family. This is the law from the Eternal for the Pesach sacrifice. This teaches us that the door is open for any Gentile who wants to become a Jew, if that's his or her wish. A non-Jew has no right to eat from the lamb sacrificed as Pesach. Why? Because of the very important message this entails. As we've said before, there is a deep symbolism in this celebration. One, the one hand, it talks about the first redemption from Egypt. But on the other hand, it also speaks prophetically of the second redemption, the one by Messiah, which is divided in two parts with a 2,000-year period between them. When Yeshua was sacrificed and raised from among the dead, the judicial foundation for the final redemption was created. We haven't seen the last redemption yet because the Messiah hasn't been revealed in glory to deliver his people from the slavery of sin. But there is a way of attaining and experiencing now the first fruits of the future redemption that we are expecting. Through the laws for Pesach, the Torah shows us who will partake of that last redemption. I'll explain myself. We have a lamb of Pesach sacrificed in the temple in Jerusalem. In the same way, we have a lamb of Pesach sacrificed on the Mount of Olives outside of Jerusalem almost 2,000 years ago. Then we have the obligation for the circumcised ones to eat from the lamb of Pesach. The one who doesn't eat from the lamb while he or she can, it's cut off from his people and will bear his sins. Number 9, verse 13. We also have the obligation to be circumcised in the flesh to be able to eat from the lamb. No uncircumcised man will be allowed to eat from the lamb. If we now draw a parallel between the Lamb of Pesach and the Messiah, we can come to the following conclusion. Just as no uncircumcised man will be able to eat from the Lamb of Pesach, no one who hasn't circumcised his or her heart will be able to partake from the Lamb of the Almighty. Just like the ones who fail to partake from the Lamb of Pesach, while they can, are cut off from the people. The same way those who don't partake from the Lamb of the Almighty will lose their salvation and right to be part of the chosen people in the world to come. May the Eternal grant us a spirit of revelation to see all the details in the celebration of Pesach. Blessings and Shalom.